Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I'm honored to have Dr. Willie Wilson in the studio with me. You know, we've had most or many of the candidates that are running for this position called mayor of the city of Chicago. I've had Lori Lightfoot on the program. It seems as though there's a never-ending parade of people running for mayor currently. And I've asked everyone this question, Dr. Wilson. Why? And for you, you're a few years older than some of them anyway, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in your life, with all the success you've had in business, why run for that office?
Well, I run for a number of different reasons. Right now, I'm running to try to help the citizens of Chicago, crime, you know, public safety, real estate taxes too high, running people from the city. And you want the people to stay in the city. You want the businesses to stay in the city. I came to Chicago in 1965. Chicago been good to me. We made a living. We came here very, very poor.
Oh, you made a very good living. So I just talked to this is a little off the subject of running for mayor, but you have been an incredible success with all sorts of businesses, including all those McDonald's that you at mm-hmm. one point. Mm-hmm. Do you still own McDonald's?
No, we are a supplier of McDonald's.
Okay.
You know, those gloves people wear and things like that, the garbage can liner, really? Those are mine.
Do you ever eat at McDonald's?
Yeah, all the time. It's my kind of place.
All right. So to young people, I mean, you broke out of where you were.
Yeah.
What's the secret to that? Because it's something, in all honesty, I grew up average, I suppose, as far as income and all that, but relatively to others, privileged. What's the secret to break out of it as you did?
Well, we were very poor. We were sharecroppers, and I'm a sharecropper now. You know, picked cotton and chopped cotton. It was poor.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider myself as a sharecropper because that's where I got my beginning. That's where I got my value from. Learn how to work. Learn how to respect people. Learn how to stay out of trouble. Learn how to help other people. And so, to me, that's my vacation.
Yeah. So running for mayor is vacation? You're Dr. Willie Wilson. So if right now, at this very moment, I needed an appendectomy, you'd be there for me?
Look, whatever I'm needed to be in life in terms of to support someone, that if I can afford to do it.
Oh, I'm talking about being a doctor.
Well, yeah, I'm not that kind of doctor.
You don't do surgery.
No, I don't do surgery. I mean, you don't
what
want
kind,
me.
What kind of doctor are you?
Honorary doctor, and I got about 12 of them, you know.
12?
Uh-huh. You know, definitive, you know, humanitarian. I think I got 12, maybe a little bit more.
More? Our telephone number is 312-981-7200, and you have the Willie Wilson Foundation, and one of the things I asked you when I saw you, I said, can I get a gas card? I mean, you've been giving away, over the years, lots of things, most recently gas cards, also cards to run this, to go on the CTA. Why do all that?
Well, back in 1996... If you look at the Wall Street Journal in 1996, all right, they did a front page article on me. We were giving away $2-4 million a year to people around the country, and we never did stop. And we've been giving away probably since the last 40 or 50 years, we didn't give away over $70-80 million. It just happens so this particular time there's a need for gasoline was high, inflation for food. And because most time we give it to the homeless, we give it to our churches to help support them. But now there was a need for everybody. Was a lot of people suffering out here, so we focus in on that.
Do you think it actually made a difference? And also, I'll ask two questions at the same time, which is never fair, but I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, Lori Lightfoot responded by giving away CTA rides. Do you think she just responded to you rather than responding to what she thought was the right thing to do?
Well, I look like to me, I think that she probably was responding to the political side of it. But if you look at mine for the last 40, 30 years, I've constantly been giving. Plus, it's my own money. It's not the taxpayer dollar. I don't like that she's taking a taxpayer dollar, and mine included,
mm-hmm.
and using for political, you know. But you look at my record, you know, $70-80 million that I've been giving away.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Chicago to New York, Rome, South Africa, you know, Egypt. And we've been doing these things on a constant basis. So because I'm running for politics, I wasn't going to stop because people out here is hungry. And, you know, people can't get to school. There's a lot of people that go to bed at night, don't have food to eat. There's a lot of kids can't get their lesson because they don't have a bed to sleep in. There's a lot of them on the street out here. We do those things quietly, but a lot of things that we do, like we got people out of jail, like for the misdemeanor, nonviolent. We pay people real estate taxes. We've been doing that. All that is documented. If you go on the website, Willie Wilson Facebook, you'll see all that stuff.
What is the website?
Willie Wilson Facebook. Go on there. You do research. Everything pops up there. So I can't run for mayor and politic in all those different cities. I don't want to be mayor of L.A., Hurricane Ida this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and I took $1 million, gave it to people. You know?
You gave it to people where? Where did Hurricane Ida?
We went around to the senior citizens home, the people in the streets.
In what cities?
New Orleans.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we do that. But we also went to California, you know, gave there too. Arkansas, L.A., Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., New York City. We done all that. And we went to all the different places in Illinois because people didn't have the money. We took the face mask. We had a 100 million face mask in O'Hare in our warehouse out here. Nobody could get face mask, not even the government. I went away. I gave them away.
Where did you get them from? You steal them?
Well, I was selling them to my customer because I knew.
Where did you get the supply from?
Well, people buy them in China. I bought them in China too. We got business over there. We got business in the United States too. But we brought them over here. We were selling them to our customers.
All right. There's no question that Willie Wilson is a good guy. The question is, okay, why are we running for mayor here? I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Lori Lightfoot, the job that I suspect you think she hasn't done, otherwise you would not be running.
Right.
I want to talk about public safety and, well, much more than that, including anything you want to ask Dr. Wilson, 312-981-7200. You may text, you may call. Steve Dale back with you on WGN with Dr. Willie Wilson running for mayor for the city of Chicago. All right, you must not be thrilled about Lori Lightfoot, otherwise I suspect you would not be running because, as I recall, you once supported her.
I once supported her, and I'll say it again. I made a hell of a mistake.
Say that again.
I made a hell of a mistake.
How so?
Well, I didn't know it that she would end up being this way. She got the whole police department against her. Nobody want to work with her. Her attitude is the wrong way.
What do you mean by her attitude is the wrong way?
Well, she think that she's always right. She doesn't share get other people input, you know. If somebody don't go along with her, they out, you know. Her people that used to be with her in City Hall, the aldermen, she can't talk or get along with them.
Is that part of the reason you think so many aldermen are leaving office?
I think that and probably more too, but I say that on this administration, I've never seen it like this before. I talked to a lot of aldermen today, and they said she don't talk to them. How you gonna run a city by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, crime.
Well, let's talk about crime. You tell me. The notion I get, and in fact, the text that I'm getting now is Steve, ask about crime. So I'm about to do that. It seems to be the issue of greatest concern. Is that what you hear also?
Number one issue in this city is crime.
So what are you going to do?
First of all, I will hire 4 superintendent of police.
Is the superintendent Brown going to be one of them?
No, I'm like, look, like everybody else, bringing my own administration, you know.
So no, he wouldn't be?
Well, I haven't talked to him, but let's say I would talk to him as well because, you know, some people take job. And they fear of other people, but they may need the job in order to feed their family.
Why 4?
4.
That's never happened in Chicago, to my recollection.
Well, you got 50 aldermen trying to run a big city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they can't run it right. How can one police superintendent run 50 wards.
How would the four be split up?
East side, north side, west side, and south side. If we need a fifth one, we would do that too. The thing about it, you get closer to your people. And you divide the city, but you hold them accountable, you know. And you make sure that that people can talk to you and that you're not stretched out, you know. And it's just like business. And business, look, I have an international worldwide business. I don't have one person that ain't in charge of the whole world, you know. We break it out in segment, and we get a lot more done. You know?
Now, is that the secret, or do you, I would think more needs to be done regarding crime than just adding...
Oh, yeah, you got to hold people accountable. I think today you got to take them...
But the mayor can't do that, no matter who the mayor is. That's up to the Cook County State's Attorney, who I've said it on the air before, so I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. I think our state's attorney in many ways is actually a public defender rather than a state's attorney.
Well, I wouldn't defend a state attorney, nobody, but if you're mayor of Chicago, you got to straighten out your problem. You asked for the job, you solved the
but
job.
But you can't prosecute people.
No, but my thing is this here, is that if you lock them up, if somebody let them out, lock them up again, you know? Take the handcuff off the police officer and put him on the truck.
All right, that's another thing. So do you think that the police, as many aldermen have said right there where you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
right now our Chicago Police Department is handcuffed. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. Because the majority of them are too afraid to do something. If a person comes up and hit a person, knock them in the head, and kill that person on the street, are you telling me that that person cannot chase that person to run? Use common sense, you know? Look, crime is a serious issue. I had a 20-year-old son got killed to crime. 20-year-old son got killed to crime, okay? We're going to fix the problem. Ain't no two ways about it. Now, I say use common sense. We got to stop it. Why should the truck have the police officer and the citizens running from them? And we're going to change this stuff. I mean, like, it's crazy. You know, give the police the authority to do what they got to do with common sense. But here's another reason I say that crime is tough, is that as long as you have people in poverty and can't get a job, good paying job, they're always going to be trying. So you got to fix the root of the problem, too. You got to take in those young men and young kids and ladies coming up in school.
Mm-hmm.
Put trade in those schools.
Put trades in school?
Trade school.
Yeah.
So you learn trade. You can come down here and lay tiles or ceiling. You can then put a brick layer. You can then begin to be an architect. Work with the union, apprenticeship, and put your trade right in there. Another case in point is that you should not be able to finish school, pass grade school, or any school unless you at least got one or two trades underneath your belt. So when you get out of school, you can get a job that's paying you good money. There are people who got master's degrees, all right, and got all that kind of, and can't get a job. I would hire a person today that understand the trade first before I would hire a person with a master's degree.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you yourself, tell me about your own personal schooling.
I went one day in eighth grade. That's it.
I want to understand what that means. You went up to eighth grade?
Mm-mm. I went one day.
Oh, one day in eighth grade, and
in
that
eighth
was
grade.
It.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I completed a seventh grade education.
So you managed to do what you're doing without a college education or anything near that.
Without a high school education.
Yeah.
And I
suspect you don't support no high school education.
Well, I support. First of all, I support. I'm very high on education. I believe in education. But I think you got to have some trade to go along with it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that a lot of people today finish school ain't got a job, but a lot of people finish trade school got a job.
A practical thing. So how do we implement what you're suggesting?
You make sure before a person put it in your schools, you know, put it in your community centers, you know, put it in your churches where people can learn how to do computer skills. You know, a lot of people that go to church know how to do brick layer, tile layer. They know how to painters and stuff like that. You see, when the urban area get depressed and has no job, that lead to crime because they can't take care of their families. All right, the urban area need to understand how to compete and have a trade. You look on the expressways, driving these machines, building these buildings here. Okay, you don't see them because they don't have a trade. Then the majority of them, I'm talking about the majority of them, got some, but the majority of them. You don't see them driving them big machines. You don't see them doing that, building roads. You don't see them building architect downtown because they don't have to trade. Let's be real about it.
So being real, the infrastructure of Chicago is in deep trouble. So if we had more people in the trades, then would you take advantage of that to rebuild or reconstruct the infrastructure in Chicago, which is crumbling?
We would yes do that. Most business people, most people that build in Chicago is from Indiana and out of other state in Chicago. Most people, you look at the people that are in the construction building. Go out and look at them license plates and see where they're from.
I did not know that. I want to talk about public transportation. We had a caller just a couple of weeks ago on the show who said, "I'm afraid to take the Red Line into work." Downtown. And then if I do drive into work, I'm worried about being carjacked. And if I'm not carjacked, I'm worried about the price of parking, which has gone up as well because the taxes for that have increased as well. So I can't even afford that. So I don't want to work downtown. What's the point if my public safety is at risk? Can you comment?
Well, it's a two-fold answer I got for you on that one. Yeah. For first of all, I rode the CTAs myself. About a month ago, right? From the west side downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when I make a point, the CTA Red Line rode it myself, right? And on that day, people are afraid. They don't have conductor. They don't have armed police officer on that.
So right? the dogs that are now there, that's not enough?
And a dog ain't going to shoot nobody. I ain't never seen a dog shoot nobody, man.
True enough.
you show me a dog that has shot somebody.
I don't think so. So you don't think just the deterrent of the dogs being there and the people, the security people with the dogs, is that's not enough?
No. Had a dog, but have a gun. That deterrent people. All right? Let's face it. If I'm a person, see, you got to protect our citizen, you know? You got a dog, but a person that got a gun, you ain't watching. You got a conductor, you got these phones to call people, say, "I got a problem on this bus here." Then right away, they can come to the rescue. All right? But they ain't even got a conductor. You know? They're going to pay a person, so I think it's $50 or $70 million, somewhere in that neighborhood, to unarm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with the police officer if I'm in my house having a problem with somebody breaking into my house? I want an armed police officer that versus someone that ain't armed.
Yeah, but where do we get the police from? There's a shortage of police as well, and we're out of time.
Oh, no. Let's stay on. I'll pay for the time.
No. He's going to buy the next half hour.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Wilson, will you come back at some point?
I sure will. This is going to be fun. I've got a lot more to say.
I have a lot more to ask you as well, but truly, we are out of time. I will have you back. Thank you so much. And I will tell you, without being political, for everything you've done for the city of Chicago and for the residents, I thank you for that as well.
Hey, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.